With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. An estranged husband who shot and killed his television news director wife and a family friend before turning the gun on himself died early today. The shooting happened Wednesday evening at the Missoula home of ABC Fox Montana News director Kaylee Scalati. Authorities say Scalati, age 34, called friend Anthony Duprat to the house after her husband, Nicholas Scalati, showed up there. Once Duprat arrived, Nicholas Scalati, age 36, shot them both and then shot himself in the head. Callie Scalati and Duprat died that evening. Nicholas Scalati was taken to a Missoula hospital and died today. Police have not given a motive for the shooting. Missoula Police Department spokesman Travis Welsh confirmed Callie and Nicholas Scalati were married, but he didn't know of any previous domestic violence calls to the home. Callie Scalati worked at the Missoula station since 2005 and was born and raised in Missoula. She was a graduate of the University of Montana School of Journalism. She and Nicholas Scalati were married in 1999 and have three children. He'd moved out recently after Callie Scalati told him she no longer wanted to be married. That's according to a story posted on the station's website. Duprat worked for a legal malpractice insurer in Missoula. He had two children. About 50 people took part in a vigil for the victims Thursday night. Flowers and letters have been placed on the home's front steps. In other news, the University of Idaho says it won't graze sheep this summer on three high-elevation areas in eastern Idaho and western Montana until a lawsuit filed by environmental groups concerning a federal sheep research facility is resolved. People in Montana who are out of work because of domestic violence will soon be able to get the same unemployment benefits as others who lose their jobs, Steve Jess reports.
Since 2001, Montanans who are forced to leave their jobs to escape an abusive relationship or a stalker have been entitled to unemployment benefits, but only for 10 weeks, not the 28 weeks available to someone who was fired or laid off. Abby Chermack of Helena's Friendship House Shelter says 10 weeks is not enough time for a victim of violence or abuse to get back on their feet.
It doesn't happen in 10 weeks. It does take a little longer to rebuild your life from a traumatic event, such as violence that happens in the home.
Helena Representative Jenny Eck says the legislature at first was only willing to give abuse victims 4 more weeks of benefits, but the governor rejected that version and lawmakers agreed to 28 weeks instead.
You know, I think there's just some underlying bias still in our society, and that's what we were maybe fighting against.
Eck sponsored the bill, which Governor Bullock signed on the front steps of the Friendship House this morning. The actual impact is small, only about 2 dozen people a year cite domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking as the reason they're out of work. But supporters say the message it sends is very important. I'm Steve Jess.
Medical marijuana advocates accuse State Attorney General Tim Fox of defying the will of voters. Montanans voted to legalize medical marijuana in 2004. In 2011, state lawmakers passed a bill to tighten rules governing the sale of the drug. A district court judge then blocked the more strict medical marijuana law. This week, Fox's office filed a brief with the state Supreme Court to reverse that ruling. Chris Fanuzzi opposes the move. He's a medical cannabis provider who owns Lionheart Caregiving Dispensaries in Bozeman, Missoula, Butte, and Helena.
Ultimately, it's not what the people want, and I feel that if it does go to Supreme Court, hopefully the judge will rule that this is a decision made that was in the best interest of Montana and best interest of the country as well.
The Montana Attorney General's office declined to comment on the matter today. Officials with the Central Asia Institute say donors are starting to come back to the Bozeman-based charity after contributions plummeted amid mismanagement allegations against its co-founder, Greg Mortensen, who wrote the book Three Cups of Tea. The organization that supports education in Central Asia says more than 1,270 donors who stopped giving money over the past 2 years have contributed this year. Donations dropped from $22 million in 2010 to $2.7 million in 2013 over accusations that Mortensen fabricated much of the best-selling book and used the charity to enrich himself. Mortensen has denied lying in the book but said that some passages were compressed. Governor Steve Bullock has named a new parole board chairman after the previous one resigned in December amid complaints about how the board operated. Bullock's office today announced the appointment of Helena attorney Mark Staples to lead the State Board of Pardons and Parole. Staples has been a board member since January, when Bullock appointed him to former chairman Mike McKee's seat. The board came under scrutiny after inmates complained that its decisions appeared inconsistent or too strict. The board also drew attention after declining to forward to Bullock a clemency recommendation for convicted murderer Barry Beach. The governor had said he would consider clemency for Beach. The 2015 legislature passed several measures to tighten board oversight. One gives the governor power to grant clemency without a board recommendation. Montana fishing regulations are being rewritten this year, and for anglers who want the rule book to change, now is the time to speak up. Corin Cates Carney has more.
Every 4 years, Montana's fishing regulations undergo a comprehensive review. This month, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is hosting statewide open houses to discuss regulations in the 2016-2019 fishing seasons. Regional Fisheries Manager Mark Delaray.
June and July, we'll take that information and we'll formulate some tentative regulations and come back out to the public again in August, where they'll get a chance to look at what a regulation change would be in the booklet.
Bruce Farling, Executive Director of Montana Trout Unlimited, wants to see regulations that improve the population of cutthroat and bull trout.
We've been recommending in the Flathead River system above the lake that we kind of liberalize regulations for the harvest of northern pike, for example. And northern pike are highly predaceous, invasive. They were introduced illegally into the Flathead system, and they eat a lot of bull trout and eat a lot of cutthroat.
The Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Park website is open for posting comments. The website also has a schedule for public discussion meetings. In the Flathead, I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.